This is Joe Matthews of Zocalo Public Square with this week's Connecting California column. A riddle. If you land at a big city airport and there's no train there, where are you? The answer? California. Yes, San Francisco, I know you're the exception with a BART train stop inside SFO. But otherwise, the California rule is that we'll invest billions in our airports and billions in our trains, but we wouldn't dream of directly connecting the two. Instead, we taunt those who dare to dream. How else to explain the fact that so many of California's urban trains and trolleys come close to airports, but not close enough to take you all the way there? You can see planes coming in to land at San Diego's Lindbergh Field as you ride the city's charming trolleys, but the trolley won't take you to the airport. In San Jose, two train systems run near the airport, but a shuttle bus is required to reach them. In Southern California, the Metro Blue Line trains go to Long Beach, but not to its airport. For Californians, all these failures to connect may seem trifling, but taken together, they represent a form of self-sabotage for a state that is so dependent on its links to the world. The writer Kerry McWilliams describes Southern California as an island on the land, but the term applies to the entire state. An island requires the best possible transportation connections. But in today's California, we are cheap, and the infrastructure we need is expensive. When we build, we prioritize what's easy over what's important. California is about to start high-speed rail by building in the San Joaquin Valley, where it is relatively easy, instead of in urban transit centers, where it's hard. Nowhere is this mindset more evident than at California's busiest airport, LAX. A subway station touches the edge of the airport property, but doesn't go into the airport. Today, Los Angeles has a chance for redemption, but may blow it. Another metro rail is being extended to the LAX area, but two of the options being considered would end the train at the corner of Aviation and Century, more than a mile away from the airport. Given the billions being spent on airport modernization and metro rail expansion in LA, that's mind-blowing. One recent night, I parked my car at the corner of Aviation and Century and walked to Terminal 1 at LAX. I passed by fortress-like airport hotels and a Carl's Jr. The sidewalk was barely lit, and I tasted the exhaust as motorists on Century sped past me. The walk took me 25 minutes, and I wasn't carrying any luggage other than a notebook and a cell phone. This is life in the great California train tease. We're spending hundreds of billions on rail and airports, and we still keep missing our connections.